So let's give you the grid. Number six, Michael Dunlop is on pole. Has he got that bike repaired? Because he retired last night. Number one, Davy Todd is in the middle of the front row. And number three, Mike Brown. Second row, number 22, Paul Jordan. Number 15, Nathan Harrison. And number 44, Rob Hodgson. The third row is number 36, Jamie Coward. 65, Michael Sweeney. And number four, Michael Evans. Fourth row is number two, Dominic Herbertson. Number 38, Erno Kostama. And number seven, Sam West. Fifth row is number 34, Grant Thompson. Number 21, Joe Yeardsley. And number 12, Barry Ferber. Sixth row is 92, Jamie Williams. 17, newcomer Kevin Keyes. And number 49, David Rigby. Seventh row is number 55, Michael Russell. Number 111, newcomer Brian McCormack. And number 10, Andy Smart, who has been going well. He's also a newcomer. Eighth is number 42, Aaron Sadler. Number 9, Paul Cassidy. And number 89, James Walsh. And the ninth row is number 94, and that is newcomer Eddie Wormald. Number 11, Adrian Harrison. And number 85, Andrew Hurd. So Dunlop, Todd and Brown is that front row. Then it's Jordan, Nathan Harrison and Rob Hodgson. And the third row, Coward, Sweeney and Evans. We're set up for an absolute corker. We had the fastest ever 600cc lap last night from Davy Todd at 111.544 miles per hour. So let's now head back to Chris Kinley.
Brian McCormack rolls right alongside us on the 111 bike with number four, Mikey Evans on the four bike. Change the machine in the programme, but you want to change it in there. Mikey on the four bike. He's on the 6765 Triumph, but this time it's an AGR Motorsport Triumph is what it is. As Paul Jordan goes past us, number 10 we mentioned, 15 and 36 going through us on Nathan Harrison and Jamie Coward. 44, Rob Hodgson comes through as old as young Rob. There you go, Rob gets through with Kevin Keyes on the 17 bike. There's Andy Smart on the 10 bike, the VRS racing machine. And they're quickly to Andy. Good to be back.
Yeah, loving it. Get this first race out of the way and looking forward to the rest of the day.
Right, good luck, Andy. Thanks for your time. Cheers. Good stuff on here. Good newcomer here, but he's on the 10 bike riding for Robbie Sylvester, the VRS racing machine. All look very smart, all very pristine. 65, Michael Sweeney happy with his podium, I'm sure, yesterday. Number three, watch your back. Number three, Mike Brown comes through. Also into his position there is Mike Russell. He's on the Russell Racing machine. He's on that GSXR, the 750, I think Mike is on. Yeah, the 750, the next generation machine he is on. And we are on the move any moment now, just watching the officials down there. And again, a full grid. What's that? 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 rows, is it? It's full. Let's put it this way. It's very, very full. There was a bit of fair and bashing going on in this one as well last night. So hopefully they all play ball. This morning. They've got to behave themselves around here. Looking forward to this one. Seven laps, 29.75 miles. That record stands to Michael Dunlop. 2 minutes, 17.423 for this class. 111.335 back to 2017 on that one. And we are ready. The double gates are now open. And the machines make their way up. Brian McCormack, Mike Russell, 9, Paul Cassidy, 94 in there too. 89 and 11. 94, give him a mention, Eddie Wormald, the newcomer from Ampt Hill. Number 2, Dom Herbertson. Number 1, Davy Todd in there also. And Michael Dunlop get the bat there as well. Davy Todd looking for the double. Reminder that lap he did yesterday, 111.5. Let's get out to cross four ways. It's 7 laps for the S&S Motors Supersport 600cc race.
It was a superb Supersport lap record lap, wasn't it? But let's not forget, to just refresh people's memories or didn't see the race last night, Davy Todd and Mike Brown for almost all of the race were just trading places around the Balaun course as well. It just seemed like that Russell Racing Yamaha just had the legs on the straight, the likes of Castletown Bypass and at the Great Meadow, I think, alongside Davy Todd. But Todd just seemed to just find that extra bit of gear going into that final lap to win it by 1.2 seconds. But that battle for third, my word, what a watch that was. It's five five machines in contention going into that final corner on the bridge over the railway line as they come back into the view of Tim Glover as well. And we spoke to Michael Sweeney, who went on to take the went on to take that third place finish. And he was just hunkered over that front tank like nothing else, just to try and get every inch out of that machine, because all in there as well. And Jamie Coward as well, who ended up finishing ninth, he wasn't too far outside as well, just seemed to drop back a little bit from that group later on. But what a show they did put on as well. And we await to see as well if Michael Dunlop has indeed come out of this session, as we've already heard a couple of times, retired from yesterday's race. So here we are. Here is the sighting lap on its way through, led by number 15, Nathan Harris. We've got Hodgson, West, Michael Evans, then there's Coward, Sweeney, Thompson, Castamo, Ferber, Jordan, Yeardsley, Keyes, Rigby, Williams, McCormack, Smart. And we've got numbers 89, 55, 9, 85, 42, 11, 2, 3 and 94. A couple of seconds back, here's number 1, Davy Todd. And there is the number 6 outfit, the Milwaukee Ducati of Michael Dunlop MBE. So he's out on this sighting lap. He'll be looking to try and improve, certainly, as the two travelling marshals come through at the back of the convoy. And what happened yesterday, just saw him looking down at the right-hand side of that machine through cross four ways before he eventually did bring his own race to an end as a retirement. He starts on the front row along with Todd and Brown, who had that great dice throughout the entire race yesterday. But do not count out those in behind on the second and third rows. They had a great battle for third, and they'll be willing to pounce if they can. To you, Tim.
Yeah, we're looking up to School Hill Rise here on the Castletown Bypass. We've seen the travelling marshal just go across the bridge, and now he comes into our view. He's slowing it all down so that they come in a nice orderly fashion here and form the grid. So he, the travelling marshal, just pulls in here now at the start-finish line. And the yellow flags are held out to indicate that still waiting for their three riders to form. And once they have formed, that yellow flag will be taken away. Number 15 there in the middle of the second row, Nathan Harrison, just doing a few stretches of the arms and the shoulders just to get himself nice and loose. And number 3 comes through, Mike Brown. He'll be on the commentary box side of the front row. And here come the two other components of the front row. Davy Todd will be in the middle of the front row as the steam train from Port Erin to Douglas goes past us here. One of the other unique things that go happen here at the Motorail Belown course. The green flag has waved. The sign for watching the lights has been put up as well. And the revs go up. The revs are up and away we go. And oh, a little bunny hop from Mark Brian McCormack with Chris Kinley.
Oh, somebody right in the hedge on the on the right-hand side, but it is the Malenko machine of Davy Todd that has the lead. But number 3, Mike Brown, right in beside him. So 1 from 3 when they went past us. It was as fast as that.
Two travelling marshals that were at the top of School Hill Rise have now made their way past us, as has the course inspection car. Brian McCormack had a little wallaby moment from his position on the middle of row 7. And this very close couple of people, very close to bashing into the fairings of McCormack there. So a little bit of a moment once again on the start-finish. But I'm glad to report all are safely away, and they'll have headed down the Ballochagan Strait over the bridge after Iron Gate that goes over the steam railway line. Then at Ballinorris, Joey's Gate, of course, there. Ballaberg Hairpin with that famous airport sign. Along Dutch Street, Ballawhetstone, past the riding stables, into the bomb hole and out of Belown Dip and into the site of Rob Pritchard at Cross Four Ways.
Yes, indeed. Before they get here, just a reminder, if you missed it last night, number 4, Michael Evans, has been a slight change of machine there. He's still on a Triumph, but not the Smith Racing machine. It's an AGR Motorsport machine. Here we are, leaders to cross four ways on the first lap. Number 1, Michael Dunlop. Sorry, Davy Todd ahead of Mike Brown, then Hodgson, Evans, then Dunlop, Coward, Sweeney, Jordan, Nathan Harrison, to Dominic Herbertson on the way through as well. four more machines to it. It's a busy old field. There's Russell, 42, Smart, 94, 9, 85, 89, and 11. Adrian Harrison at the back of that particular group. So number one, Davey Todd leading at cross four ways from number three, Mike Brown. So as it was at the start of yesterday's race and for much of yesterday's race, as the two travelling marshals make their way through as well. So it is that familiar old battle again that we saw yesterday. Davey Todd out front, number three, Mike Brown, right in his tail. Remember, Russell Racing Yamaha of Mike Brown did seem to have the legs on the straight at times. There may have been some alterations since, so he may be able to claw back a little bit of ground. Early days, of course, on the first lap. To you, Tim.
Yep, first bike, two bikes into view. It is Todd ahead of Brown. And it's number 43 there. We've got a bit of an issue again with the screen, so maybe we'll just hand down to Chris Kindley. We'll let you listen to the bikes.
By 0.702 of a second for number three, Mike Brown. Then it's 44, Rob Hodgson. He's in third, 2.7 back. Then it's number six, Michael Dunlop. Number four, Mikey Evans, 36. Jamie Coward, 65, Michael Sweeney, 22, Paul Jordan, 15, Nathan Harrison, and 2, Dominic Kerberson completed top 10. The gap between Todd and Brown is just about 3/4 of a second, and then it's 2 seconds back, 2.064 back to Rob Hodgson in that third place. Tim.
Thank you very much indeed, Chris Kinley. Thanks for helping us out. Just a little bit of a technical glitch with the screen here. But wow, what a fast and furious start we have had. And, well, Davey Todd seems to have made the break for it ahead of Brown. But Dunlop down in fourth, it seemed, as they went past us here at the start-finish line. So they will again be making their way out towards Cross Four Ways and into the sight very shortly of Rob Pritchard. And we'll hand it to Rob right now.
Yeah, thanks very much. And just looking through the top 10, number 2, Dominic Herbertson in 10th. He had a little bit of a look past a couple of machines on the last lap, thought against it. Here's Davey Todd and Mike Brown, those two pulling away. Number 6, Michael Dunlop is up to 3rd, ahead of number 44, Rob Hodgson. Then it's Michael Evans, number 36, Jamie Coward. Then it's Sweeney, Jordan and Nathan Harrison. Then Yeardsley, a couple of bike lengths back. Number 34, Grant Thompson. Then it's Erna Gustamo, Barry Ferber, Sam West, Jamie Williams, Kevin Keyes, David Rigby, Brian McCormack. Then Michael Russell making up a couple of places. And at number 42, Aaron Sadler. And number 10, Andy Smart. 94 and 9 on the way through Cross Four Ways as well. There's numbers 85, 11. So Adrian Harrison and number 2, Dominic Herbertson, has dropped way back, right the way back down the order. And it looks like there could be a retirement here at Cross Four Ways potentially as well. It looks like number 4, Michael Evans, has pulled over. So that could be a potential retirement here. But it was, as you were on the first lap at the front of the order, Davey Todd leading from Mike Brown. To you, Tim.
Yeah, two bikes very close together, and they're close together over the rise, and it is Brown who leads from Todd. Brown has got the lead. Dunlop is in third. Again, we haven't got the times on our screen, so I'm going to hand it down to Chris Kinley.
Yeah, the gap between Mike Brown and Davey Todd is 0.198 of a second, and Michael Dunlop is 2.4 back off them, so the front three separated by 2.643 seconds. Quickest lap of the race so far is Mike Brown in that position at the moment with the 2.17, 8.47, 110, 9.93. Then it's 44 Hodgson, who's 2.3 back in fourth. 36 Coward, 1.5 back in fifth. 22 Jordan, 2.2 back in fifth place, then sixth for 22 Jordan, 65 Sweeney, 15 Harrison, 21 Yeardsley, 34 Thompson. So your top 10 at the end of lap number 2, 3 Brown, 1 Todd, 6 Dunlop, 44 Hodgson, 36 Coward, 22 Jordan, 65 Sweeney, 15 Harrison, 21 Yeardsley and 34 Thompson, your top 10.
Thank you very much indeed, Chris Kinley. And, well, the S&S Motors Supersport 600 race really throwing up an absolute thriller. Remember, the quickest lap in this particular race is 111.335, set by Michael Dunlop back in 2017. But the quickest 600 was last night, Todd, 111.544. Let's go to Rob.
Yeah, Grant Thompson promoted into the top 10. Dominic Herbertson dropping down the order here. Are you leading three? It's Brown, Todd, number 6, Michael Dunlop. Dunlop is gaining. He's right on the tail of the front two on this lap. Number 44, Rob Hodgson. Number 36, Jamie Coward. And number 22, Paul Jordan. Number 15, Nathan Harrison. Number 21, Joe Yates. Then a bit of a gap back. And again, just a reminder, confirmation, Michael Evans, a retirement here on the last lap across four ways. Grant Thompson, Erno Castamo, Barry Ferber in that order. Number 17, Kevin Keyes, Sam West, Jamie Williams, Brian McCormack, and David Rigby. So Mike Brown leading across four ways on this lap, number one, David Todd, as the machines stream on through again. Two Dom Hermans, as we mentioned, gone way back in the order, just going past us there with number 94. But number six, Michael Dunlop, is certainly gaining on that Milwaukee Ducati as numbers 11 and 85 make their way through to that front three. It could be chopping and changing for the next few laps. We never know. To you, Tim.
Yeah, leaders coming into view. Chris Kinley on standby again. It is Brown ahead of Todd, and there's Dunlop, who's right closed in on there. And there's 44, Hodson, 36, Howard. Let's go to Chris Kinley for the details.
Yeah, Michael Dunlop has got 2 seconds back on that lap. He's the quickest man on track at 2:17.569 for Michael Dunlop. 112.217 for Michael there. And that's just underneath his old lap record for this class. But Mike Brown leads by 0.273 seconds. So number one, David Todd. Then at six, Michael Dunlop, who now is only 0.284 back off Todd. Three-way dice is definite. Then it's 44, Hodson, 36, Coward, 22, Jordan, 15, Harrison, 21, Yeardsley, 34, Thompson, 38, Irmo Castamo, your top 10. Then it's 12, Ferber, 17, the newcomer, best newcomer on this one, Kevin Keyes in 12th, 7, Sam Weston, 13th, 92, Jamie Williams in 14th, top 15, another newcomer, even though he has been here before a long time ago, 111, Brian McCormack, he's up to 15th place. I think there'll be about across four ways, not too far away from Rob Pritchard.
There's a few being promoted into the top 10 here. Looks like number 65, Michael Sweeney, have been dropping down the order on that previous lap. So Nathan Harrison is up to 7th on that previous lap. Yeardsley in 8th, Thompson in 9th. Erno Castamo now moving into the top 10 on this latest lap here. Barry Ferber and Kevin Keyes in contention as well. Here are your leading trio. It is Mike Brown, number 1, Davey Todd, and number 6, Michael Dunlop. Todd maybe just having a little bit of a look there. What's it like on the exit? That is close. And it looks like Todd's maybe got it out of cross four ways. There's Hodson, Coward, Jordan, Nathan Harrison, then Joe Yeardsley a couple of seconds back. It looks like Todd's made the move here at cross four ways to move ahead. And number 3, Mike Brown and Michael Dunlop, keeping them extremely honest indeed in third. Here's Castamo ahead of number 34. Grant Thompson to Castamo, moving up a place. Number 12, Barry Ferber, Kevin Keyes, Sam West. To you,
on the bridge. Yeah, we're just calling it because the steam train has gone through, and of course you can't even see the bridge with all the smoke that comes from that. So we're just making sure we're not going to miss them this time around. And Chris, if you can be on standby once again, we should see bikes emerging. And here they are, all three together. Todd, Brown and Dunlop in that order, and there's hardly a cigarette paper between them. There's 44, 36 and 22 and 15. Let's go to Chris for the details.
Just under half a second, 0.408 separates Michael Dunlop MBE from Davey Todd in first. So it's Todd Brown and Dunlop. The splits between them, Todd 0.211, Dunlop back is 0.197 back in third. Still a quickest lap of the race is Michael Dunlop at 2:17.569, 110.045. The only other rider into the 110s is Davey Todd in first, and also in the 110s, Paul Jordan. He's back into 22 in sixth place. Number 65, Michael Sweeney, podium finisher last night. He's a retirement here in the paddock. Fourth position, 44, Hodson, 36, Coward, 22, Jordan, 15, Harrison, 21, Yeardsley, Irmo Castamo, 9th, and 34, Grant Thompson. He slots into 10th position. Then it's 12, Ferber, 17, Keyes, Sam West, number 7, he's 13th. Then it's 1-1-1, McCormack, 14th. Top 15, 92, Jamie Williams, a newcomer. Dave Rigby showed really well in qualifying, didn't he? He's in the 16th, off the cross four ways.
Yeah, and there's that front trio are just starting to pull away, aren't they? They've got around a 5.5 second gap from number 44, Rob Hodson, in fourth as well. So that three-way battle at the front seems to be just steadily moving away into the distance. Here they are. It's three together. It's Brown leading number 1, Davey Todd, number 6, Michael Dunlop. So Mike Brown has retaken the lead in the opening stages. What's it like on the exit as Rob Hodson comes through? Yep, same order. Hodson, Coward, Jordan, Nathan Harrison. So Mike Brown leading at cross four ways from number 1, Davey Todd. Number 6, Michael Dunlop, still right there in third as number 21. Joe Yeardsley comes past as well, so no change in the order behind. Hodson 4th, Coward 5th, Jordan 6th, Nathan Harrison 7th. There's number 38, Erno Castamo, still ahead of number 34, Grant Thompson, after making the move on the previous lap. Number 12, Barry Ferber on the way through. It's West, Keyes, McCormack. Then we've got Williams, Rigby, and Herbertson in that order. Herbertson's made up a lot of ground after being right toward the back of the order in the last couple of laps. Three more machines together, but Mike Brown led across four ways, just to remind you, from number one Davy Todd, and then Michael Dunlop riding on his coattails behind in third to you, Tim.
Brown, Todd, Dunlop, as quick as that once again. And here is in fourth Hodgson, then it's Coward, then it's 22 and 15. Chris Kinley with the details.
0.344, that's all separates Mike Brown from Davy Todd. Then it's about the same gap back to Michael Dunlop, so only 0.0693 covers the top three. Then it's 6 seconds back to Hodgson, then it's 1.1 back to Coward, then it's just about a second back to Jordan, that's sixth. And then we got 7th for 15, Harrison 1.3 back, then it's 21 Yeardsley in 8th, 38 Irma Costamo 9th, and the top 10 rounded out by Grant Thompson. Quickest lap on that lap was a 2:18.542 for Mike Brown, but the quickest lap of the race so far was on lap number 3, still Michael Dunlop, 2:17.569, 110 point, beg your pardon, 111 it was that he did earlier on. And tell you what, he is absolutely on a mission. It's not over this race, I tell you. So Brown, Todd and Dunlop only separated by just over half a second as they go out onto, well, 1.5 laps to go. Let's get back out across four ways.
Penultimate lap, and I wonder if Dunlop's maybe just biding his time a little bit, watching Brown and Todd ahead of him just dicing away from that, trading places out at the front as they were last night as well. We can hear those machines in the distance, but that gap, the front trio to the rest of the field, is continuing to spread out. Here we go into cross four ways. Number three, Mike Brown, leads number one, Davy Todd, who in turn is ahead of Michael Dunlop in third. So no change in the order there on this lap at cross four ways. Next up, number 44, Rob Hodgson, dropping a little further back. Then number 36, Jamie Coward, 22, Paul Jordan, 15, Nathan Harrison. So no change in the order in the top seven at cross four ways on this penultimate lap of the Supersport 600cc race, the S&S Motors race, as number 21, Joe Yeardsley, had a bit of a lonely race out there, running in eighth at the moment, then completing the top 10 in just a moment, because Erna Costamo is coming through in ninth as well. He has pulled out some big ground on number 34, Grant Thompson, as well has Costamo, who's being slowly reeled in by this man, number 12, Barry Ferber as well. So Brown still leading as Sam West, Kevin Keyes, Brian McCormack and Dominic Herbertson come through. It was Brown ahead of Todd, ahead of Dunlop in third. Williams and Rigby through to you, Tim.
Three bikes into our view. Who is it in the lead? Brown, Todd, Dunlop. So it is Mike Brown, who's 0.253 seconds ahead of Todd. Michael Dunlop, 0.660 back of him. So that is onto their final lap now. So an absolute barnstormer ahead. Chris Kinley with further details.
Rob Hodgson, number 44, slots in the fourth place. 36, Jamie Coward, slots in the fifth place. 22, Paul Jordan, he's in sixth. Seventh place for 15, Nathan Harrison. There's 21, Yeardsley, 38, Costamo, and 34, Thompson, complete your top 10. The top three, as they head out on the last lap, are only separated by, let's have a little look at the gap there now. Wow, 0.660 of a second. And for those people who are watching on the King of the Roads TV, and of course listening to the coverage here on Manx Radio Motorsport, you are getting a treat. They're well out on the last lap now. They'll be down the far end of the circuit. They'll be flying through Iron Gate. Rob Hodgson looking pretty secure in that fourth place. He's got 1.6 back to Jamie Coward, and it's only 3.6 back to Paul Jordan, and then it's Nathan Harrison in seventh, only 1.6 back on that, but it's last lap across four ways.
Indeed, as we await for the leading trio to arrive. Well, outside the victory slash podium battle, if you like, I just wonder, we saw Barry Ferber in 11th, just starting to catch Grant Thompson in 10th, so maybe Barry Ferber hunting for a top 10 finish. Here they are, three together coming to cross four ways. It's number three, Mike Brown, from one, Davy Todd, number six, Michael Dunlop. They're pulling out further from the field. What's it like on the exit? We can look over the shoulder. Brown's holding on, then Todd, then Dunlop. No change in the order. There's Hodgson, Coward, Jordan and Nathan Harrison. So yet again, the front three, sorry, front seven, I should say, unchanged, as well as the front three, in fact. So no change in the order going into the last lap, but those three look to be battling out right to the bitter end, as number 21, Joe Yeardsley, arrived, got so much free tarmac to himself at the moment in eighth place. Now we see what the battle's like. Here's Erna Costamo, running well in ninth at the moment, made up some serious ground after overtaking Grant Thompson a couple of laps ago, and Grant Thompson still holding off number 12, Barry Ferber, still a bit of a distance between the two of them as Thompson comes through, and then Ferber as well, but that battle could continue to the final few corners. To you, Tim.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing coming round Castletown Corner into our view. And here they are. Who's going to get the win? It's Mike Brown ahead of Todd, ahead of Dunlop. And the winning margin, 0.1. 0.59 of a second. If you like your racing close, you are getting it here this morning. Chris Kinley.
Yeah, so a Yamaha beats a Honda, beats a Ducati. So there you go. That's the 1-2-3 here now. Mike Brown gets to win. I think he was looking for that yesterday. Milenko by Panchis Machine of Davey Todd rolls in, and Michael Dunlop there on the Milwaukee BMW. So Mike Brown with that win. Don't forget he took a win in race one here last year and slipped off in this one last year, actually, if I remember rightly. But he does have that race win now. And we'll get the boys to get the bike in and just move out the way of the camera people. And Michael, goodness me, what a start to the afternoon for you.
Yeah, it's a good start, to be honest, yeah.
You and him knocking lumps out of each other again, and Michael Dunlop was coming as well.
Yeah, my tyre, we used a tyre from yesterday and it was going off a small bit, so I just kind of tried to control it a little bit, but no, good result, and nice to get a different name for a change on the top step.
You're good at winning 600 races around here, aren't you?
Yeah, it's a good bike.
It is a very, very good bike. Yeah. How many times did you and Davey swap positions? Quite a few, I think.
Three or four, I think, again. I knew from the off that was going to be the case, but it's nice to get a win.
Congratulations, well done.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Well done to Mike Brown, and quickly move over to Davey if we can. And Davey, congratulations, second place. I know it's not what you want, but another good dust up, and that chap behind you coming as well.
Yeah, absolutely, knew it. Thought it would be the three of us in the first race, and I'm not sure if Michael had a problem or what, but yeah, it was really cool battling with these two. Really tough battling, some hard passes and stuff, but super enjoyable to be out there battling with these guys, and hopefully put on a good race for all the fans. A
lot of fans out there.
Yeah, absolutely. So many people hanging over the hedges and walls and stuff around here, so it's really cool to see, and excited for the last 600 race.
Well done, Davey.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you very much. Cheers, okay, because I know we've got to get on. Let's go to word of first time this week with Michael, and grab him if we can. First time this week, all right?
Yeah, just obviously not getting yesterday's data didn't help me, so we made a bit of a blind change today. It worked all right when I'm on my own, but with them boys, they're just so quick at the turns. I get caught a little bit, but it is what it is.
Fast pace, though. Good pace in the 111s.
No, I feel okay. I felt like I just a bad start, and then just my starts are crap, and then I done a lap to catch them, and then I was able to lap to catch them, but I just wasn't able to finish off. They seem to be quite strong at the turns, strong at the end, so I can't even get out of the two. We had a bit of a run on to the stadium, but I lost just a wee bit nervous over the top, and then Davey had to go for a couple of pumps of the brake to get the brake lever back again. But it was grand. It's a good race. It's good to get some data now, and hopefully have another run later on.
Thanks for your time, Michael. Cheers. Thanks, bud. Cheers. There we go. There's the top three in the S&S Motors Supersport 600 race. So we have to get on with the interviews, and obviously green light are doing it for the King of the Roads, Tim. So you just tidy up on this. Yeah, Tim, if you just do the order, mate, and then we'll come back here in a sec. Yeah.
I certainly can, yeah. Fourth was 44, Rob Hodgson. Fifth, number 36, Jamie Coward. Sixth, number 22, Paul Jordan. Seventh, number 15, Nathan Harrison. Eighth, number 21, Joe Yeardsley. Ninth, number 38, Erno Castamo. 10th was 34, Grant Thompson. 11th was number 12, Barry Ferber. 12th was number 7, Sam West. 13th was number 2, Dominic Herbertson. 14th was number 17, and that's a brilliant performance by the newcomer, Kevin Keyes. 15th was number 111, Brian McCormack. 16th was number 92, Jamie Williams. 17th was number 10. Number 10, of course, being Andy Smart, another newcomer, Chris Kinley.
So the podium for the S&S Motor 600cc race, and the presentation will be done by George Short. George, welcome. Hello, George. Nice to see you. Off you go, sir. Thank you, George. Give George a big round of applause, folks. Race round here himself. In third place is Michael Dunlop. Well done to Michael in third. In second place, Davey Todd. And your race winner, number 3, Mike Brown. So well done to your top three in the S&S Motor Supersport 600cc race. We've got the GH Call at Solo Founders race up next. But once again, folks, a big round of applause. Thank you very much to George from S&S Motors. Thanks to Michael Dunlop in third, Davey Todd in second, and your race winner, Mike Brown.